It's iRadio in the afternoon. Dave and Fionnuala with you at 4:10. We want to be upfront about this. Red flag. Red flag. We have censored everything, but it is today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why on swearing. We don't want to give little sensitive ears ideas because it might be seen to be encouraging them to let out an odd bomb here and there. So you have been warned. Red flags. Fionnuala, proceed with today's lesson.
Yeah, look, we know that a bit of cursing or swearing can be problematic for some people. They just don't like it, and that is their prerogative. I mean, even Mrs. Doyle isn't a big fan.
I don't know why they have to use language like that.
For this and that, you can't vote for the in her novels. It's wall to wall.
Is it Mrs. Doyle?
Yeah. Yeah. Get your
Jesus. I didn't realise Father Ted was so cursy.
I mean, honestly, one of the more glorious clips from Father Ted. But the thing is, right, even if you don't like cursing, and yeah, it's not generally accepted in polite circles, it actually turns out now that it might be a good thing, even for children.
This is why we flagged. We don't want to be giving the children ideas. We're just presenting you the facts.
That's exactly it. It is not just us saying it, though. It is according to someone who should know a little something about the issue, an actual professor of English.
Well, it has benefits for everybody. Children are speakers of the language on one hand, and they're also developing emotional responses to the world on the other hand, and swearing allows us to do a couple of important things. One of them is, because there's a little bit of risk in using it, you're with people who are willing to take that risk or break that taboo with you, and you trust each other differently as a result of that.
Now, that's Michael Adams, and he's Provost Professor of English at Indiana University in the US. So, to kind of to sum up what he was saying there, there are actually a lot of benefits to swearing, like possibly helping children to develop a good emotional response to the world. He's also been telling News Talk Breakfast that the risk involved in using swear words can help everyone, not just kids, to form more of a trusting relationship with another person.
I believe that, because if you are dropping F-bombs with someone, there's probably a closer connection than if you are trying to watch every single word and you're saying fiddlesticks instead of you know what. The emotional connection is there as when you're swearing with someone rather than trying to watch your P's and Q's.
Very true. You can be a little bit more relaxed. Now, the thing as well, Professor Adams also talking about how it relieves stress and it could be kind of a healthy thing to do. But obviously, he is pointing out, there's the caveat here, children have to learn when and where to swear. You can't be, there are places you just can't be dropping those F-bombs. And actually, he does point out as well, apparently, the more likely you are to swear, the more intelligent you are as well. Because when you think about it, he says people who are really intelligent are always negotiating their way through difficult conversational situations. We're very briefly on some of the other research to show the benefits of swearing, because a lot has been done on this. There was a study published back in June of last year, and what they did was they got participants, it was at the Swear Lab at Keele University in the UK. The participants had to put their hand in ice cold water.
Okay.
And they were allowed to say one of four words. They were allowed to say the F-bomb.
Yes.
A control word, that's the details that aren't given. And two made-up swear words. And those were fouch and twizz pipe. Like, what?
Twizz pipe. My hand is melting.
So that was the thing, right? When they did this study, it was found that the people who were allowed to use the F-bomb were able to withstand the ice-cold water for 33% longer than any of the other words.
That doesn't surprise me, because if I've ever hurt myself, and I will hurt myself in future, swearing is what it does for me. Don't call a doctor, don't call an ambulance, don't book myself into A&E just yet. Let me get out 10 to 15 F-bombs and then I'll see how I feel after it.
Okay, so to sum up, it is a stress reliever.
Yes.
It can help you form more trusting relationships.
Yes.
It is a potential sign of intelligence.
Yes.
And it can make you better able to handle pain. And look, of course, sometimes it's just actually hilarious.
When Mayra was shaking up to take that penalty, I thought he was tremendous. Sorry,
we're on here.
Oh, we're not, are we?
We are.
Oh, Eamon Dunphy. Some people are better swearers than other. That has been a fantastic Tell Me How, Tell Me Why lesson on swearing today. But Si Radio in the afternoon, after today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why lesson on swearing. I think this is one of the oddest requests we've had. James is in Monaghan and he's looking for Eamon Dunphy again. Could we have Eamon Dunphy again?
Look, we most certainly can.
When Mayra was shaking up to take that penalty, I thought he was dreadful. Sorry,
we're on here.
Oh, we're not, are we?
Oh, the late, great Bill O'Hurley. We're on air. We're on air, Raymond.
If you see the actual footage of that, Bill O'Hurley's face as he's like, oh! He just gets such a shock because he's thinking, you know, Eamon's a pro. He wouldn't curse on air.
But how did Eamon not cop on at the look on Bill's face and the audible gasp that they weren't on air? I suppose he's just such into the game that he was like, ah, feck it, we're behind the scenes here, it's all okay.
Well, look, do you remember that day I forgot the news? And sometimes your brain just, it's just not connected to what's actually going on in the real world. Some fantastic examples we've had of incidents of swearing happening on air. I think we all remember Peter Casey.
Sex tonight,
mate,
and I'm going away for a week.
Poor old Tracy Pickett, she can't say that on television.
I have to say, Peter Casey is second position for me for all time horse racing clips. It has to be your man wiping the face with the 50 euro note.
Very true.
At the Galway races, but Peter Casey is a very strong second.
Yeah, no profanity. I love that though, because with the Peter Casey thing, you know, he was so riled up and delighted with life, there wasn't even a hint of an apology. But we might look now to Johnny Glynn, Galway hurler at the time, post-match interview with Joanne Cantwell, actually, I think it was at the time. Galway had just beaten Cork. I think it was in a quarter final.
What's this about Galway only having one forward?
Is this in yourselves? Sorry.
sorry.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
So quickly, what he says was that it's So I had to cut with the edit. I was like, okay, I actually have to cut all of this out. But he's not too impressed with the suggestion that Galway only had one forward. But straight away, to be fair to him, not like Peter Casey, he catches himself.
Tell me this, which curse word is used here? Is it an F or a B?
Oh God.
No, that's true. I think I'll have another glass of Fanta because I love Fanta so much.
Oh my God.
Was it an F or a B that Tuberty dropped on the Late Late Toy Show?
I don't think he did. I think it was, at the time,
it certainly wasn't fiddlesticks anyways. Oh, fiddlesticks, my Fanta has fizzed.
Look, it was a pandemic toy show. I think we can cut him a little bit of slack. I honestly, I don't know, my brain won't let me decide what he actually said.
The one thing I want to ask him, if we run across him, hopefully we won't run across him because that'll be a capital crime. But if we run into him, we must find out.
We like hear, Ryan, what was going on that night.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.